rolling here in Palm Desert with Mr. Lou Grilli from CSCU. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Good to speak with you again.
Oh, good to see you as well. How are things going here at the 2017 REACH Conference?
Lots of good information, lots of ways for credit unions to collaborate, to work together, to grow their portfolios, grow their member base. Yep.
Right on. All right. You provided me with a topic that has me a little scared here. It's called The Threat of Banking on the Fringes. Before we dive in deep, what does this mean, sir?
All right, go back a ways. It was feared for a while that there's going to be some startup that comes along that disrupts, with a capital D, credit unions and banks as we know them, just like Uber did with taxis. Mm-hmm. You know, that hasn't happened because it's a complex business providing services like when I think of what services I get from my credit union. I have my shared draft and my online bill pay and mobile banking and credit, and I have two loans and debit card. Mm-hmm. It's too hard to do all that and be compliant and reporting. And so that disruption with the big D has not happened. But what we're seeing is something that I call banking on the fringes.
Yes.
And that is services normally associated with a financial institution being offered by entities that are not financial institutions. For example, PayPal.
I was just thinking of them.
Exactly, because they have $44 billion in assets if you added up all the money across all of the PayPal accounts by everybody. If they were a credit union, which they're not, and they're not regulated like one, that would make them about the third largest credit union in terms of size. Mm-hmm. They purchased a company called TIO Networks. That's a online bill pay provider. So now I can use my PayPal account and pay my Verizon bill, pay my utilities, etc.
Oh,
so now I have a place to store my money, like instead of my credit union. I have a way to pay my bills online. Venmo, which has been in the news a lot lately, Venmo moved $9 billion just last quarter. Venmo is a P2P service, so it allows people to, usually millennials, to pay all the kids using it, to pay each other. Now Venmo offers a debit card. So think of this. I can now use my funds in my debit card at a brick and mortar store. That is the interchange from potentially $9 billion worth of transactions going not to a issuer, as we normally think of an issuer, but to Venmo, not a bank. Loans? Amazon? You can get loans from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Check. Got that.
Yeah.
So services being provided, services not only associated with a credit union, but being provided by outside of the space, banking on the fringes. And
scary.
It's subtle, but it's huge, and the numbers are growing.
How does Venmo provide a debit card? Pardon my ignorance.
They have an issuer sitting behind.
Oh, they do?
Okay, yes.
Never mind. I get it now. So how does this impact credit unions? I think a lot of credit unions are like, huh? Their eyebrows are raising all the way up.
Because it's this kind of slow creep of this threat that's coming on, and it's not sudden. It's not like Uber making the news with disruption to the taxi company. It's just more and more people finding that they can get, typically what we might call underbanked, getting services from outside of the space that we credit unions would like to have as members.
An alternative.
Exactly.
To the traditional financial services, financial institutions.
Yes, and that alternative has some advantages. They're not dragging along legacy systems with them, and these tech companies are much better at providing user interfaces. If you're an Apple user like I am, then you know how intuitive and easy it is to use your iPhone, Apple Pay. So Apple Pay on my Apple Watch works flawlessly every time where it's available, and it works faster than inserting a chip card. Amazon, if you've shopped at Amazon, who hasn't shopped at Amazon, you know how simple it is to check out on Amazon, right? So, yes, put this in my cart, check, yes, the same billing address, yes, use the same credit card, mm-hmm. It's on its way. Imagine if Amazon used that same power to online new members, if Amazon was a credit union, or more threatening, use that same power for onboarding a new car loan or a new HELOC, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's the power of these of banking on the fringes that can take over.
So how do we reduce this threat? How do credit unions quell what's going on with these fringy folks?
Credit unions have a superpower.
What is it?
They need to use their superpower. That superpower is collaboration.
Ah.
So And that's been discussed a lot at this conference. I've heard, just in the exhibit hall, I've heard conversations like, what do you guys have in your digital strategy? For high-level discussions down to, I would call, minutia of, do you guys still authorize fallback transactions and everything in between, that collaboration? Could you imagine, say, Apple and Samsung collaborating on their P2P systems? That's heresy. Can you imagine, say, Wells Fargo and Bank of America collaborating on a loan origination system? That's collusion, I think. But
a different C word.
But in the credit union space, collaboration is the superpower. It's a really powerful tool.
Yeah.
And I see that at conferences like this, and that is the thing that credit unions have that some are phenomenal at and some aren't there yet of taking advantage of. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're out promoting as well.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I was thinking, yeah, you're not going to see Venmo talking to Amazon about any of this type of stuff and vice versa or any of that type of stuff. So, oh my gosh. So is there anything else that we need to be aware of? I mean, you're talking about collaboration. So how do we collaborate to keep this threat at bay?
One, arguably the best way, but certainly the most economical way, is through CUSOs. CUSO, Credit Union Service Organization, a not-for-profit, typically owned by member credit unions that exist solely to provide services like helping a credit union grow their portfolio or educating credit unions on what are the changes for compliance, like what are the new Reg Z that you need to be aware of coming up. That type of collaboration being offered by CUSOs to help all CUSOs, I'm sorry, to help all credit unions grow.
Get it, totally. I see it clear as day, sir. Clear as day. Anything else we need to be aware of, Lou? This is a very timely topic and a scary one at that.
Absolutely. So credit unions work together to use their superpower to fend off the threat of this banking on the fringes, which is being seen, which is growing.
Yes, indeed. And we need to be aware of it big time. Lou, always a pleasure, always an adventure. Thank you very much for the education, sir.
Enjoyed it as always.
Always. Oh my gosh. Very cool stuff.